Welcome to this episode of Naked Men Talking, a podcast exploring naturism and the power of getting your clothes off. I'm Gareth Johnson. On today's episode, we're joined by Richard and Daniele. Together, they are Yogis with Pride, specializing in naked workouts for men. Yogis with Pride offer online classes, video tutorials, and workshops for men around the world. Richard and Daniele, welcome.
Hi, Gareth.
Now, let's start with the beginning, I guess. When did you first discover and start exploring the world of yoga?
I was a dancer before, so I was already into movement, and I actually got injured, so I was not able to perform or do any shit that I was supposed to. I was in London 11 years ago and ended up into my first Ashtanga class because I was misconceptions like, I'm going to go to do yoga, it's going to be relaxing and chilling, it's going to be super easy.
And just some breathing, just some light breathing and stretching.
Exactly. And I actually couldn't bend my knees anymore. And after a week of practicing, my knee magically decided to bend again. And that's where I was like, okay, maybe I should keep the practice of yoga as a side as my career to keep my health and my body going on.
And on my side is pretty similar. I do a lot of fitness, and I've been teaching fitness and group X for 20 years. And I was always jumping and doing high intensity things. So again, I was looking for something a little bit more relaxed, more chill. And as my body gets older, it's felt better and better. And I've been teaching more and more mindfulness, stretching, yoga, and this side of the spectrum, just to take care of myself and then help other guys or other people to feel the same.
And so you'd started your yoga journeys individually before you met, is that correct?
Yeah, we've been together for 5 years and a half. And we started a yoga journey separate, each one on his own, also because we come from two different sides of the world. Richard is Canadian, I'm Italian, so it would have been a little bit hard to meet. But actually, yoga, it's what brought us together. We both got trained in the same yoga school, two different years. Richard got his training 1 year before me, and that's how we met, because we had the same school in common, and we started following each other on Instagram, and we're like, oh, yeah, some things in common.
So it's a yoga love story, really, what I'm hearing.
Isn't yoga all about union, right?
Exactly. That's, yes. No, perfect. But tell me about the naked side of things, then. You've been on this yoga journey for a number of years. When did you start to combine getting naked with yoga, or was that something that was present from the beginning?
Yeah, so as Daniele mentioned, he's an artist, so a lot of the art side of it comes from photography. So he was doing a lot of just artistic photo shoots, and I was tagging along and having some fun, and we were doing a lot of naked photos together and posting those on Instagram. So then when lockdown happened, we got an email from Naked Warrior Yoga, which is a naked yoga studio in West Hollywood, and they were looking for instructors in the European time zone during lockdown. So they reached out first to Daniele, and he popped in for a class. We're like, well, this is great. We can work from home. We don't need to do laundry. And just like the naked side of it, it's been a great community for us. We live in an isolated French village kind of off the map. So we don't have a lot of gay friends around. We don't have a lot of places where we can go to drag shows or clothing optional things. So the fact we can do it online is pretty special and pretty cool, because it's kept us connected to that gay scene. Before, I was living in Miami, he was in big cities in Italy. So it's been cool, because even though we have a 7-year-old, so we go to school and we talk to the other moms and we have our yoga classes here, but in a way, having this community has helped us stay connected to our gay side and stay connected to gay culture, and we love it.
I guess that it seems like a straightforward move when you talk about, oh, we got invited to do online classes and stuff. But was that, I'm thinking about sort of your relationship with your bodies growing up. Was naturism something that you were already connected to? Was the getting naked side of things no big deal?
Maybe for Rachel was not a big deal. But for me, it was a little bit hard in the beginning. Even though, as I said, I come from a dancing background, I like 90% of the time I was almost naked on stage and performing with the bare minimum demand. But being actually naked hasn't been very, very easy. Like when I was younger, I wouldn't say overweight, but I was not very confident with my body. I had body issues. I used to play volleyball for 10 years, and all my volleyball mates, they were like 2 meter tall, super fit, amazing, strong. And I was like 160, a little bit overweight. And I was always like struggling with confidence. And then even when I moved into dancing, I started to lose weight, doing lots of diets. Like my Russian ballet teacher told me to stop eating, all this kind of situation that are very hard for.
Yeah, very healthy approaches to
Yeah,
dancing.
exactly. Body shaming works. I'm kidding.
Cigarettes and laxatives. Who knew?
It was a rough lesson because like the standards that I was looking up to, they were very high, and I felt like I could never expect them, which is kind of similar things if we look at Instagram or all the beautiful posters we see right now. Lots of people, they're like discouraged even into stepping yoga because people are so muscle up, so flexible. And it's like, I'm like, no, I cannot do that thing. With yoga, I actually learned the opposite. I learned, like, trust your body, love it, embrace it. It's beautiful the way it is. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. You're exactly supposed doing what you're supposed to do, and just embrace the process because you are perfect. And that's the most beautiful message we can learn through yoga. And when you start digging into the yoga philosophy, you understand that the less you have around you, the better you can feel, and the less you're distracted from everything that is surrounding us. So being naked for us, from our point of view, is just taking up the layers that are unnecessary and bring the focus and attention to what really matters. That's the most beautiful things about doing naked yoga.
I think that's a really important point. And you're right, because frequently when you talk about naked yoga, or the first question you get from people who haven't experienced is, why does it have to be naked? Like, why couldn't you keep your shorts on for that? And but as you're describing, it is kind of part of the whole vibe, isn't it?
Totally.
Now, you share a lot of great content on your socials, and it is aspirational as well as being instructional. But I was wondering, is there an element of exhibitionism in what you shared? Is that part of what appeals to you about what you're building with Yogis with Pride?
So we've learned very quickly that we have to be really mindful of the way that we communicate what we're doing. And we have experimented with some of the more tantra side. And when we go into, tantra or exhibitionism or the side of more sensual or sexual part of being naked, it brings in a different crowd, which brings in a different vibe. Which is not better or worse than doing naked yoga. But what we've realized is if we're doing naked yoga, we're doing naked yoga. If we're doing a special workshop or adding something extra or doing an in-person retreat where there are going to be elements of sensuality or sexuality or tantra and working with, expansion of that, life force that we all have within us, then we communicate that. And some people are ready to participate in everything that we offer, and others only want parts of what we offer. So we've learned that it's just really important to communicate what we're doing. And in terms of exhibitionism, it's not really where we lie with the majority of our clientele. But once in a while, we take that route and just play around with it. And it pushes us a little bit outside of our comfort zone. And then it's cool because even as a couple, we were able to have conversations of, oh, that made me feel uncomfortable, or I'm feeling a little bit jealous, or even if it's virtual world or online. So it's definitely pushed our boundaries and just makes us love the process even more.
Did it take you a little while to figure that sort of needing to make a distinction between the different elements of that work? Because you think about sort of, traditional naturism is a very sort of non-sexual space, whereas the tantra sensual stuff always leans into the sexual energy of things. Was that sort of part of your own journey to figure out, oh, how do these worlds come together or not? Do you know what I mean? Do you had to figure out your own brand almost, I think, what's our intention here? What is our audience?
Yeah, it's definitely a niche. Like some guys who show up to our classes, like we get one off, like, okay, just trying one class or whatever. And the amount of guys who are shocked that we actually do yoga in our naked
Yeah,
yoga
where's the
classes.
masturbating? I just came here for
They show up
the
like ready to go. And we're like, oh, well, starting in downward facing dog, let's go. And either they leave, or that's also a different way that we've gotten a lot of guys into yoga. They've come for the naked part of it, come to the experiment with the sensual side, and then, start embracing the physical practice, the asana practice, and then really getting into their yogi journey and yoga lifestyle. And then they say, a year or two later, now they're doing a teacher training, they're vegetarian, they're embracing all of the eight limbs. So it's just the same way that, somebody might get inspired by yoga pants or an Instagram post, just bringing the gay world or the naturist world into yoga, and then kind of tricking them at first to becoming full-on yogis. So it's kind of fun.
I think the things we both learned together through teaching, especially like teaching through the naked community, and what has brought us together too, is like we found out that this little term really, really explains the whole work we're doing. And we found that the journey itself is where we're working on. So even if the truth might be one, we're all union, we're all souls of and sons of the same creation, we all come from the same source, the universe, but we can work and do our work, our dharma, in different ways, in different paths, and each path is good. So that's why when we come into targeting what we're doing, we show the practice of what we're doing right now. So yes, we're in our 30, 35 years old, so we can still do all our handstands, all our arm balancing.
Thank you.
So
It's not a competition.
we're
That's
trying
no,
to target. Speak for yourself, but yeah. That's what we're posting mainly a lot on Instagram because it's a practice of our moment. But of course, behind that, there's all the meditation, there's all the breathing, there's all the sexual energy practice work. We're trying to have as full, like we try to do a little bit of everything because that's the practice I was supposed to be. Your sadhana, your routine has to be complete, of course, not only asana. But as you said, we trick the people. Everybody gets attired from what they're interested into. They get a glimpse of it. And then when they start it and they come actually to the mat and they're like, oh, we're actually doing yoga, or we're actually doing breathing. Oh, beautiful, the energy work through time. Mantra, they start putting the pieces of the puzzle together and understanding that all the different paths, they're all leading towards the same goal, which is eventually realizing your true self. And that's the work we're trying to do. So you need to give little tips different for everyone because everyone is different. Some people are retired more from asana, other ones to sing kirtan. So that's the work.
And you talked a little bit about how the journey that you're on and the work that you're doing sometimes challenges you and pushes your boundaries a little. I was wondering, how does it feel to sort of have people engaging with your work in this way? Has it sort of changed your perspective on your bodies or yourself? Because it's quite a different way of presenting yourself to the world and you're sort of seeing yourself through other people's eyes.
That's a great way of putting it. I've never really thought of it that way, but I think it definitely has evolved. Especially the last 5 years have been so different. When everything went online, it was like, okay, this is our world, and this is online. And then everything came back, and we're like, all right, let's go back to teaching in real life. And we're like, well, actually, let's stay online a little bit and let's keep engaged in this community. And now, then we started organizing in-person retreats, and everyone was like, I need a week off. I need a week to myself. I need to treat myself. And then this year, people are like, I don't have time for that. I can barely do 1 hour or 1 day. So now we're trying to do like 1 hour, 2 hour workshops or in real life and mixing and matching. So I think, yeah, their perspective has changed, but also we've just been really surfing on the waves and trial and error and adapting. And sometimes it's pictures, sometimes it's a video, sometimes it's instruction, sometimes it's a workshop or class or in real life, but we're just trying to, like everyone else, I think, just trial and error and see what's
No, I think that's such a good point, though, isn't it? Because the world around your audience and yourselves is changing so rapidly. You have to be so adaptable to try and match your work, your what you're offering to where people are at, and that's really hard to predict. Difficult.
Yeah, it keeps it interesting, challenging, and fun.
But you talked about how when sort of the world sort of did flip back into in-person events, that you were quite keen to keep the online engagement and community. What was that giving you that you were really responding to that perhaps the in-person events that you were used to weren't? What did that sort of trigger that you thought, oh, we want to keep that, we need more of that?
I think we always assumed that online was just for lockdown, and then things would open up and we would all go back to our normal lives as they were before. And then we were just like, all right, well, we still have 15 people showing up, so let's keep doing it. And now 2 years later, we're like, 3 years later, we're like, oh, there's still 15 guys. So we're definitely trying to balance it out and do a balance of in person and online. But there are still guys like us who are in rural communities who are, I don't want to say stuck indoors, but there's not a whole lot to do in the naked gay world in the middle of February. So it's kind of fun to be able to say, all right, I'm not going to go to the beach today, but I can turn on my computer, hang out with the guys, and do some naked yoga.
And who are the guys that are drawn to your work? How would you describe them? Are they sort of experienced yoga people? Are they, what are they looking to get out of it? What's their motivation, do you think?
Everyone, I think as we said before, like when we look at our crowd, there's so many different people. And that's also the good ability of a good teacher understanding who you have in front and what you can give to them. Because as we said, like everybody's coming with wanting something different. We have people in class coming because they want to get better into their arm balancing, people that they just come to have a quiet moment and bring everything down from the stress of the work, other people that they really do want to do their energy work. So it's really interesting because you truly see that yoga is for everyone. So you start understanding that also your class has to be a little bit accessible for everyone to make sure that there's space that everybody feels included. And as like talk for myself, I love like adjusting a lot, and even figuring out online how to do that was amazing because you have to stop maybe showing your practice and show how to do the pose and get closer to the screen. It's like A, do better this, B, do better that, C, you're doing great, D, actually step back, take a child pose. It's amazing to see that we have very, very, very different people. And it's inspiring for us too because keeps us in the mood of never ending learning process, because of course to the students we learn a lot too, like seeing what people could do even maybe better than us, or they need a special adjustment because they have a different body type or different type of abilities. It's amazing to keep learning through the process. I think it's a blessing being a teacher because you keep yourself forever a student.
And what sort of age range or location are these guys in? Are they mostly in the US or where are you finding them?
So I teach right now. I just have afternoon classes where we have afternoon and night classes, and so for us it's European night. So the majority of my guys now are actually tuning in from this side of the world, either UK or Europe, which is about 9 a.m. in Los Angeles. So we do have a few guys turning in from 9 a.m. Their time, or noon in the middle, and it's pretty mixed batch. Like we have our requirement is to be of majority age, so 18 and over. So we have guys in their early 20s, and we also have guys in their late 60s, early 70s. So it's very, very
Full
wide,
range.
full range, full range. Yeah.
And what are some of your plans for the future? Then you talk about how you're constantly having to adapt and evolve and look ahead. Where is that journey taking you in the coming months and years?
So yeah, we're getting a lot of guys who have come online, who have come to an in-person retreat, who are now thinking, hey, I would also love to start my own community or teach naked yoga. So this summer, Daniele went and he got his next level 500 hours of experienced yoga teaching so that we can create a teacher training, which yeah, is definitely a project we're working on right now. We'll see if it works with the naked world. Well, nothing to lose, but we're definitely going to do that in real life, probably with clothes on in French from September. But why not? We're experimenting, we're seeing, and just surfing on the wave. Yeah, we usually organize a retreat every April. We've done that April and October the last 3 years, and this year every gay person in the world is organizing a retreat in April. So we've decided, you know what, instead of trying to compete and reinvent ourselves, we're just gonna take a little break, take 6 months off, because there's so many events coming back and cruises and not just yoga, but just everything happening. So we said, you know what, instead of trying to compete with everything, we're just taking a short break, and then hopefully from October we'll be back in the in-person retreat
Yeah, which
world.
gives also us a little more time to create content. We have a Patreon page, so where we work weekly post classes, which it seems easy, like, oh, you just record a quick class, and but actually it now takes a lot of time because you need to figure it out which kind of content you need to create, take time to like schedule in the content and make moment between the other 5 classes we're teaching daily and our family life too. So that's why, like, probably this year we had the need to take a break from maybe organizing a retreat and focusing also like on Patreon, because actually lots of guys are following our classes on Patreon, so we're truly blessed and honored about it.
Yeah, but it puts a pressure on to keep delivering work for them. They've signed up and subscribing. You think, oh gosh. But do you enjoy that entrepreneurial side of things? Because it seems a bit of a dichotomy. Yoga is very much be in the moment and do the breathing, whereas actually running an online business and building a brand, it's a lot of daily hustle.
I think that's a struggle. That's a struggle because, as you said, practicing yoga means being in a moment. But when you have to do the whole work of entrepreneur behind, it actually takes you off from the moment. But it's super true. So that's a true struggle. And let's be honest, like sometimes we're like having not meltdowns, but we kind of break down a little bit. We're like, oh, let's take a weekend off and let's just go to the mountain and rate ourselves too, because that's the hardest thing. You bring the work home. So our living room is our studio, and for years right now, so we have yoga mats everywhere, blocks everywhere, mics and lights. And sometimes I'm just like, I'm a Taurean, so I need to have everything under control and in order. And I'm like, can we put away some lights? Can we do some stuff? So it's hard. As you said, it's a struggle point. But that makes it real, that makes it fun, that makes you gives you also the chance to make lots of mistakes and learn. Because it's again, everything is a process. So we need to go through learning, making experience. And when you have experience, you get the knowledge.
I guess my final question is, if someone was a bit curious about giving naked yoga a try, what advice or guidance would you give them?
I would say don't hold yourself back. We all struggle with, when I'm more flexible, I'll be able to do this, or when I have the strength, I'll do that. So some people feel like they need to go to the gym or take closed yoga classes before doing yoga, but as Daniele will say, the time to practice is now. So, find a space, get naked, fall in love with your body, and fall in love with your practice. There's definitely no wrong way to do it, and we welcome all guys who are interested in furthering their practice to Yogis with Pride.
As you said, and as it's written in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a beautiful verse said where Krishna says that everybody that comes into yoga, it's because in the previous life they already did it. So if you're getting a little bit curious, means that in your previous life you probably already did it. There's like a flashback. You're feeling that you already did it and you're attired to do that. So just follow your instinct and go for it. And just take those underwear off, jump on your mat and try to move, because it's the best gift that you can give for yourself.
That brings us to the end of this episode. You can find me on Twitter at GTV London. Today's guests have been Richard and Daniele of Yogis with Pride. You can find them on Twitter at Yogis with Pride. Stay naked, stay sexy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.